In the past 2 years, the FDA has approved the first two drugs that treat the actual disease of Alzheimer's, the most common form of dementia affecting more than 6 million people in the U.S. An ongoing study with participants here in Central Florida examines whether one of those drugs prevents or at least delays the appearance of symptoms. WMFE's Joe Burns has more on that.
The FDA approved monoclonal antibodies aducanumab and lecanemab reduce a sticky protein that builds up in the brain, the amyloid plaque that is a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. They are not a cure. They are costly, and Medicare doesn't cover them. But they bring something that thousands of families dealing with Alzheimer's desperately need: hope. That hope drives drug trial participants and researchers in Central Florida, like Dr. Sheila Baez-Torres.
It is our hope that we can find that cure, but in the meantime, that we can find safe and effective medications like lecanemab to slow down its progression.
Baez-Torres is a principal investigator with K2 Medical Research. She's working with the AHEAD study, a set of federally funded national clinical trials. It's testing lecanemab on people 55 to 80 who have elevated levels of amyloid plaque but don't yet have symptoms.
What if, now that we can detect amyloid proteins in blood 20 years before the symptoms develop, what if we start treatment earlier so we can slow down the progression and hopefully never develop the symptoms of Alzheimer's?
Though it's a blind study, meaning you don't know if you're getting the drug or not, Baez-Torres says it offers a chance for early detection through blood tests and brain scans. Study participant Penny Robertson, who has a family history of Alzheimer's, says many people have, quote, a hesitancy to find out. She tries to recruit other seniors with little success. Robertson has an appointment every other week at Charter Research in Orlando to get the infusion.
They bring me lunch and we watch movies and we laugh and there's a certain camaraderie with the other participants.
She calls it her spa day.
And I feel good about doing this. I don't know if this is coming through. I'm a real advocate for the AHEAD study. I am. Because we're on the cutting edge of discovering a cure or something that can alleviate some of the symptoms. And to me, that's huge.
The AHEAD study is looking for more participants, especially African Americans, who are underrepresented in drug trials despite a higher risk for Alzheimer's. Researchers blame that on study criteria that screen out minorities for various reasons, and a failure to connect with non-white communities. There's a distrust of medical research that's rooted in bad experiences with healthcare providers and a history of experimentation. Barbara Charles is an African-American woman living with Alzheimer's. She sits on a large sofa in her Davenport home with a laptop on her left and on her right an Alexa video screen and a dry erase board with reminders for each day of the week.
Yes, you did. All right.
Her wit and personality sparkle as she jokes back and forth with her husband and daughters. The former IT manager and drug company consultant says her mother died of Alzheimer's, and she herself was diagnosed 9 years ago at age 57. Charles was in a previous drug trial, but she says many other Black families are simply unaware of the opportunities.
We definitely need to have more education among African Americans so they know that they could actually get into trials.
Charles says she would have jumped at the chance to join the AHEAD study. She believes researchers will eventually find a cure, and she hopes it will be in her lifetime. Joe Burns, 90.7 WMFE News.